to Cambridge. Clearly, it could not be the same person, I argued. But I endowed him with all the treasures of myself. I made him say all the good things I might have said had I thought of them opportunely, and all the noble thoughts that occurred to me afterwards occurred to him at the time. He was myself. Myself at a premium. Myself without any drawbacks. The quintessence and culmination of me. And yet, somehow, when he came back from the typewriter, he seemed a bit of an ass. Probably every tadpole author writes a pose novel. At least I hope so, for the sake of my self-respect. Most, after my fashion, burn the thing, or benevolent publishers lose it. It is an ill thing if by some accident the tadpole tale survives the tadpole stage. The authoress does the feminine equivalent, but I should judge either that she did it more abundantly or else that she burned less. Has she never swept past you with a scornful look, disdained you in all the pride of her beauty, ripped laughter at you, or amazed you with her artless girlishness? And even after the early stages,